And welcome, everyone. It's Wednesday, and we're so glad you could join us for this time of meditation and prayer. We're honored to have Reverend Bill Sparks with us this morning. He's gonna deliver our devotional here in just a little bit, but wanted to start off our time together with just some praise and worship. So join me if you know the song. Raise your voice wherever you're at. Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. Of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy. Universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Oh, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy. Holy Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth, you are the Lord of heaven and earth.
Pastor Bill.
Good day, Palm Coast United Methodist Church, and the visitors that are watching in today. I was asked to do a message for this. And we know about Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Resurrection Sunday. But they asked me to do Wednesday, and I said, what was holy about that Wednesday? So I did some research, and I looked. And from what pastor once said, a good pastor of ours says, I'm glad you asked. It is known as Spy Wednesday. Did you ever spy or follow somebody around and to see what they were up to or doing? Or did anyone steal an idea that you had and they gave you no credit for it? I remember playing sports. We were given a playbook. And each week, we were given from what the scouts came, or with the scouts, you could understand, that was spies. They would go and look and see what the other team's strengths and weaknesses were. And they would give us plays for that week. We got through that. And they gave us a book, and this book was important to us. Everywhere we go. And on Friday nights, we used to meet because we played our games on Saturday, but your playbook had to be in your hand. It was like our Bible. It had to be in our hands at all times. There was a spy in the midst of Jesus' disciples. By now, you know who that person is, who the spy was. It was Judas. In Matthew 26, 14 through 16, Mark 14, 10 and 11, and Luke 22, 3 and 6, they all talked about Judas and his betrayal. In Matthew, he was the only one who mentioned the total amount of 30 pieces of silver. The others just mentioned to betray for money. Luke states that Satan entered Judas's, but this did not change Judas's ideas and choice, because God has given us a choice. We can do all things when God gives us a choice. Maybe Judas was forcing Jesus' hand to start his kingdom, a political rebellion. The new kingdom, Judas was trying to force this hand to understand. But that was not the new kingdom that Jesus was talking about. It was not the kingdom Judas was thinking of either, one of power and prestige. Judas' ambitions were not going to be met. How many of us have ambitions in our lives that we don't reach our goals? But we have so much to be thankful for. Judas's greedy desire for money and status could not be realized if he followed Jesus. Knowing that Jesus' plan was not to be a powerful kingdom full of money and glory, Judas had this greed in himself. He controlled the money of the disciples. He wanted that when the new kingdom come, that he would be in charge of the treasury that he had, that he'd be able to follow Jesus and be the treasurer, and he would have some kind of status figure. But it wasn't the one that he was going to get. So he betrayed Jesus in exchange for money and favor from the religious leaders. He thought he could get a place of honor among all of them, just being a little rebellious. What were some of the things that Judas' weaknesses were? His greed. Sometimes we have greed in our hearts that take things away from us. The greed spoils what we have planned for in our lives. How many of us will probably betray somebody to get ahead, to move that step up the ladder? As we worked in our lives, we worked in unions. And you worked your way up the totem pole by your seniority. And sometimes that seniority, you had some terrible jobs to do. But once you got it, you moved up to a better place. And maybe this is what Judas was thinking, being greedy and being the betrayal, that he would be moving up and stepping up in different places. And then, of all things, one of his weaknesses was he committed suicide instead of seeking forgiveness. God forgives us all. But it was God's plan that he went through this. God promised him. It was all God's promise to us. Judas, it was said in some readings that he was not even saved. You wonder where he went. But you know what? God is a forgiving God. He'll probably forgive him later on. What lessons did we learn from Judas himself? Evil plans and motives leave us open to Satan. and Satan will use us to do evil. We all have committed sin, and we're far from perfect. We all could be like a Judas in our lives. We are going to commit sin. It'd be like the old radio and the TV commercials. You had the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. And something would happen. The angel would say, no, don't do that. That's not what God will want. And the devil would say, come on. Go ahead. It's only one time. Enjoy it. But we find out Satan has a part in our lives. Some of the other things we learned from was the wrongdoings have serious results. Sometimes we do things and we suffer consequences for them. Judas paid the ultimate consequence. He killed himself. He hung himself. And one of the lessons we have learned too, God's plan and purpose will still provide no matter what. God's plans and purpose will always supply us. He has a plan for each and every one of us, a purpose for each and every one of us. And if you don't follow them, that's part of the choice He has given us in our lives. We have been given a choice. We can take God's plan or what we call our own plan. God's plan, as you know and I know, is a lot better for us. No matter what, God's plan will provide. We did learn something else about Judas. That he, Judas, realized that Jesus' kingdom was not a physical or a political, but it was spiritual. Spiritual plan of Jesus Christ in our lives. What a plan that he had. But Judas couldn't accept the ultimate gift that we would give and we would get. The gift of love and understanding. The gift of knowing that God is there for us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to the cross. Take all those burdens and sins away from us. But Judas didn't last long enough to realize what it was, the forgiveness and the saving of your soul. He took his life. And God has a playbook in life. It's the Bible. Just like we used to get different plays each week for our playbook. God gives us a different plan every day. We study the plan, we put it in the book, we worship the book, and that book is the Bible. With this pandemic going around, this virus, and being housebound, being sheltered in your home, it could get to you. You don't know. There might be a baby boom in 9 months. Could be divorce rates are real high in the next few months too. But we know that God has a plan for us. And maybe this time alone in the house that we have, we can find a place to worship. Find a special place where we can sit and read our Bible. And do some reading and praying and worship God in our own house. Sometimes I think we forget to worship in our own house. We come to the Lord's house, but we don't worship in our own house. It's time for us to worship God in our home. Worship God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On our own time, in our own place. Share it. Take time to do your daily devotions. Spend time with your wife or your husband a little bit more and read a chapter a day in one of the books of the Bible. Because we know God has a plan. There's a plan behind all of this. We don't know what it is. We probably will never know what it is. But the plan is that He's trying to draw more people closer to Him. And what better way can we do that in our own homes, with our own families, worshiping the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Because He took the ultimate, the death on the cross. And as they said, the big hugs are today. It's like the cross. Jesus Christ's arms are spread out. And just curve those hands in because we keep that big, silent hug. And as the Lord comes to this time, that we know that the Bible is the most important thing. And this week is the Holy of Weeks to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bill. Let's just continue to worship the Lord together today.
Well, I've heard all the stories, and I've seen all the signs. Witnessed all the glory and tasted all that's fine, and nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no, nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh, no. I see all the people wasting all their time building up their riches for a life that's fine, and nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no, and nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no, and nothing compares the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no, and nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no. And I find myself just living for today, 'cause I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring. So no matter if I rise or fall, I'll never be alone. Oh no, no, not alone. And nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no, and nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no, and nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no, and nothing compares to the greatness of knowing You, Lord. Oh no. Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling.
Let's go before him this morning.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Thanks for worshiping with us today. Have a blessed day. Thanks again, Pastor Bill.